Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Friday night, Into the Light on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. It's Friday, July 27th, 2018. I'm Shannon Johnson with my co-hosts, Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, and tonight our special guest, Natasha Scott, is joining us again. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Can you hear me tonight?
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Shannon.
Yes, we can.
Hello.
All right. Well, we're doing good in the first few seconds of the show, better than last week. So, hey, we'll keep on rolling. Let me share with the audience a little bit about each of our hosts this evening. And I'll start off with our guest host of the night, Natasha Scott. Natasha is a master intuitive energy healer, happiness coach, and a palm reader. She started long ago on this road, intuitively knowing how to help people with difficult life situations. After a couple of years, about a decade ago, a couple she knew could not conceive, and doctors didn't know what was wrong. Natasha, through her gifts, was able to give them advice on lifestyle changes, and they were expecting within less than a year. So stories like this can be shared from Natasha's website as well. And she's also studied palmistry for several years. And Natasha has been able to map out things in one's hands that were never even taught in the various programs. She follows her intuition and her connection to Source. Natasha's life purpose is to share her heart with her gifts with everyone she meets. Welcome to the show, Natasha. And then we've got our Ryan Adragna. He is a master healer working with his team that are within the 7th to 12th dimensional realms, assisting people with various health issues and guidance that comes through from his spirit team. They use various techniques that many of you may have heard of, such as Sekhem and Reiki, as well as other integrated healing modalities through distance energy healing. And welcome, Ryan, to our show tonight. And then we have the beautiful Jan Drake Bakke, who is our founder of Sacred Embers. Not Sacred Embers, I'm sorry, that's DC Love, but of Enter the Light. Jan is a psychic gifted medium. She works on many various crime scenes to assist people in solving missing persons. She's also a highly intuitive medium that assists people with readings and connection to guides and loved ones. Jan also writes poetry that have been used for music as well as special events, and you can check them out on her website. Welcome, Jan, to the show.
Thank you. That was lovely.
How are you guys all doing tonight?
Doing good.
Ready for all this fun with the lunar eclipse?
Yeah, doing good.
So yeah, for our listeners, our topic tonight is all the fun with this full moon, lunar eclipse, blood moon. This is also the a wild night, let's put it that way. Hopefully none of us are pregnant that we'll be dropping babies tonight. But We know there's some people out there that will.
Wow.
You gotta love it. Full moons. Them babies love full moons, so.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
So you would like to kick off the
to
topic? Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you going, Ryan?
You know what? The only thing I have to say, that's why I made the joke about the werewolf costume, because there's a lot of Hollywood and hype behind it, you know, of, you know, there goes, you know, someone's going to bark at the moon, or, you know, you never know. People are going to be dancing around the campfire or doing all sorts of weird stuff. In my mind, it can be more of a fear-based mentality, and these are good positive energies are coming in, and they're there for a reason. You know, Shannon might be able to chime in more on this than I can, because I'm not really tapped into it. But what my spirit team is telling me is that don't be afraid, guys. There's subtle shifts in our DNA happening, and it's all for the positive, and it might have something to do with everyone's mediumship ability starting to accelerate a little bit more to those who are awakened. And that's really all I have to say about that. Don't be afraid of it. When I first heard about these eclipses a couple of years ago, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so scary. I have to go hide underneath my bed. No, you don't have to do that. Just embrace them. You know, don't resist, just embrace it. And you might feel some different sensations in your body, you know, on your four planes of existence, your mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional, and just embrace it. And you'll see a marked contrast. Maybe you'll see a marked contrast after this is all over. Take an inventory of yourself now versus after it's over, and say, what's different now? So that's a little litmus test you can do, and that's what I've got to say about that. So
I would agree with that. I think people need to stay out of the negativity. You know, there's those type of horoscope websites that will present things from quite a negative point of view, and that doesn't add to anything. You're creating your reality, so it's neither here nor there.
Very true, Natasha.
Yep.
Yeah. I love full moons. I love the energy of full moons, you know, because it brings a little bit of the wild in all of us, you know. Everybody's like, I think a lot of us see it as kind of that opportunity that you can, you know, let your hair loose, let everything loosen up a little bit. Because we can all kind of go, oh, well, it was just the full moon that was, you know, making me a little more wild. But this full moon in particular has a lot of fun integrated in it. The full moon is aligned in Aquarius, and we just started in the cycle of Leo. So Leo and Aquarius are opposing each other, staring each other eye to eye. And what does that tell us? That tells us that this full moon cycle is about relationships, not just personal relationships, but community and global. And that's rather fitting for the time period we're in. The other unique thing about this one, the lunar eclipse, that was at 4:20 in the afternoon Eastern time. Woohoo!
Wow.
I'll let that one lay right there. But, yeah, it was at 4:20 p.m. Eastern time was the actual lunar eclipse. And what does that mean? That means we had a blood full moon. And this one happens to be the longest eclipse that has happened in our cycle of lunar eclipses recently. It stayed the longest. It means we had the blood moon for the longest period. And in the native cultures, the blood moon was a moment that really symbolized a rebirth, because you have the sun and the moon together in a moment creating this beautiful red glow that represented new birth, new seasons, new beginnings. And that's rather fitting for what we're going through right now as societies and as individuals. And then when you have Leo and Sagittarius, Sagittarius is the free, not Sagittarius, Aquarius, I'm sorry, is the free-spirited sign, right? Letting it loose, and you have the lion opposing it. Roar! You know, we're like, yeah, let's get wild with this stuff. And you know what it's doing? It's prompting people to let go of what's no longer serving you. If it doesn't fit in where you're headed, it's dropping to the wayside. And that's in all areas of our life. So we've been feeling this building up during July. And to boot, what do we get? Mercury in retrograde. Started 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And what is Mercury retrograde about? Letting go, releasing, starting over, new beginnings. Mercury is communication. So we have all these dynamics of energies going on, and us who are sensitive to the energy around us are going, wow, something's changing. And those that aren't feeling it yet, this is the full moon cycle that it starts for them. And that's why so many of us have already been through this wild ride a few times, so that way we can help them as they begin to have their eyelids propped up with some toothpicks, whether they want to or not.
Oh,
isn't it fun? And we got some great babies coming in right now.
That's amazing.
I love it. So as much as we see the chaos, these are the moments to stop and really notice that all these changes we've talked about, even though we're in the muddy transformation period, these are the days to be excited and hopeful and see the spark of energy reigniting in new ways.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
So true.
That's great to hear all that.
Yeah, wow.
Love that.
No kidding.
Very positive.
It'd be nice to know it.
Huh?
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, it'd be nice to know the origin of these babies from what their origin is, because I'm a star seed,
yeah.
I'm not a Pleiadian. So it'd be nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're crystalline children. I don't know what they are, but I suppose I can Google it. But
The children that are coming in right now being born to the crystals are the rainbows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We call them the rainbows. Yeah.
And the rainbows are they very different from the crystals? I think they have a different journey.
Uh-huh.
Right, so the crystals are bringing in the Christ-like consciousness and the community type of thinking. That's part of the reason corporations are going to be falling, and they have already started. The crystals want to put in place a more honest, straightforward infrastructure. With whether it's corporations or political systems, they're just going to be more transparent.
Yeah.
And so the rainbow, and so that's the crystal you're saying? Yeah, I'm talking about the crystals. Kids, because they're creating very different businesses right now, the crystal ones, that are pretty much under 30 years old. They're pretty much how much? How old?
Usually about 30 or under.
Yeah. The rainbows and the crystals, the rainbows started coming in about 10 years ago, along with crystals. The larger wave was crystals versus rainbows. But as far as where these souls primarily prefer to incarnate, it comes from a wide gamut, Ryan, because I know that's where you were kind of thinking about is, you know, where are they coming from? Where do they like to be more? But it's a mix. It's a mix from all areas, and this has been kind of what has been in each wave. It's just the bigger the waves were coming in, that was where more souls who incarnate more frequently in other worlds started doing the volunteer work for this transformation period, if that makes sense.
That makes sense to me,
These generations of children keep coming in with a higher vibration because they're helping to raise the vibration of the planet. So they're helping us, the older ones. Yeah, because they have unique ideas and unique points of view. So they're teaching us.
Yeah, and they're kind of the ones that are calling things on the carpet.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, so you've got your, like my generation, and I know for a few of you as well, we were kind of in between. Some of us were, indigos.
Indigo.
And
yeah.
Some of us, I had to think about it again, going, what were we? but indigos started really coming in bigger waves, especially around the 50s and 60s and 70s babies.
Yeah, all the baby boomers.
You know, the preliminary stage setters that were indigos are people that were like my mother's age who were born in the late 30s, early 40s. And they really started questioning religious structure and started moving out of it so that when the children came in, they would start kind of giving more broad range because a lot of us were coming in already with abilities that we were turning on and off, setting the stage. Now we've got the kids coming in with their abilities, but as parents, because we were earlier waves, we've become more aware, and rather than closing the doors, we're keeping them open with them, which is going to help, which is helping the crystals and the rainbows be able to begin their work sooner, where for prior generations we weren't doing it until our 30s and 40s.
That's true.
Yep,
and
I agree.
What I've noticed, what I've noticed is that the, because I do listen to some of the churches regularly, that they have, their structures are starting to open up. And it's amazing to hear, to listen to them, because they're like, they're totally opening up to different realms of thinking. And they still keep their, you know, Christianity structure, but they've opened it up more. And the vortex has changed. I know that sounds so talky talk when I say all those words, but I love that word vortex. It's a favorite word.
True.
Yeah, and so that's kind of neat too. You know, and I would think that some of the indigos are in there are helping with that. And and then, like, listening to one of the channelings today from channeling Eric, it was neat to hear about the the structure of that, of how Christianity is opening up. And I got that in my predictions too, that there's going to be a whole vast opening. And I can't think of that one word that so many of us use, you know, that energy. Anyway, I can't think of it right now, but anyway, bridges are being gapped a little more these days with some of the different ideas of thinking, that we're used to thinking about, along with the churches. They're opening up to that. Everybody's sort of bridging a gap to each other is what I'm saying. So it's neat. It's really cool. And that's why I love hearing about what you're thinking about this. Our moon right now, it's always been so scary to me, because I had a bad experience on one of the eclipses, and I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to reinforce it. But lately, some of the eclipses have been very positive now, and this one for me has been really positive. So I'm loving turning that around in my mind and thoughts about how it's not to be scary and not to be afraid of it. And I know things have happened to some of my friends too just recently, and that's hard. But I also know that maybe some of that is what is part of their path also, and we still don't want to attribute being afraid of these different energies that happen, the eclipses and full moons. I love full moons too. They give so much energy. But anyway, I won't go on about it all, and I love what you all said. I just have a few poems, and I'm just going to read them. And there's like five of them, but they're kind of short, except for two of them are long, but it won't take long. So this one is called Moonlight Dance, and it goes, Moon smiles her fullness on us tonight. Beautiful moon, so big, so bright. Shall we dance in the moonlight? Shall we romance and delight? Moon, smile your dust on us and bring a song. We are in your heavenly trance now. We can't go wrong. Moon smiles with her moon magic of light on lovers who gaze into each other's sight, looking into each other's eyes, looking for truth without lies. They start with a soul-felt glance as they are charmed in a moonlight dance. And this one's called You Are Free. I see you through music. I sense you through colors. I feel you through visions. I touch you through others. Time has gone by. I know you are fine. I see you in dreams. You are not just mine. I know you are near, laughing peacefully, shining like the moon. You are free. And that was about my brother. I've already read that before on Enter the Light. And this is called Inherent Love, Wild Moon Woman. May your inherent love receive you and always shine forth. Let it burst out of you east, west, south, and north. Let it free your soul to its core. Let it shake your wild like never before. And this was called Shadow Moon Dancing. Shadows dance in the moonlit sky as moonbeams fly so high. Silhouettes fill up the view. It's a full moon celebration for me and for you. And this one is She Was Red, Blood Full Moon Eclipse. She disappeared into the vortex of another kind. It was an abyss of many songs, not just one. There were no rights or no wrongs. She was fragile yet fierce, but many didn't understand this. She was waiting for him, her pain, her bliss. She was red, enough said. She always dared to swoon, loving and living by the moon. And the last one goes, In this moonlight my face shines and I see the possibilities, and for that I am grateful. In this moonlight, I can move with ease, and I can touch the world with grace and let go of anything hateful. And that's it. That's that.
Jan, that was fan-damn-tabulous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
I like that you found a way to spell that.
Oh, man. All right, okay, just so I'm going to take off my werewolf fuss.
I appreciate that.
Go. All right. Oh, that was awesome. I just love your poetry. I mean, your ability to just churn it out. Because that'd take me a month to figure out how to do that.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, I'd be tripping over my feet, too.
But I appreciate you saying that to me. But you share beautiful words. Beautiful. My goodness.
Oh, thank you. I think. So, all righty. Are we ready to go? Or is it, Natasha, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Right?
Sorry, were you asking me?
Shannon, am I put the cart in front of the horse here? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go put myself in the naughty corner here. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. All right. Are we ready to take some callers? Because we've got quite a lineup waiting for us.
Yes.
Y'all ready?
Sounds good.
Wow.
I might not be doing too much. I might just be hanging out with you guys, so if you don't mind.
Okay.
Unless something comes up. Unless something comes up,
Sounds good. No problem. Okay.
Sounds good. As long as as long as we don't lose Shannon on the microphone.
That was an interesting show for sure. Let's not repeat it.
Yep.
All right. We're going to roll with 703 first. Hi.
Hello.
703, you're on the air. Hi. Can we get
Hello,
the first name
Andrea.
And where you're calling from? Andrea?
Andrea from Virginia.
Hi. And you got a question for us this evening?
I do. I don't know if you remember. I think I talked to you all one time about last year when I was trying out for the TV show America's Got Talent. I don't know if you sort of remember.
Yeah. Yes, Andrea. Yes.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
I'm trying out again. Obviously, I didn't get on the show, but I'm going to be trying out again in November and December. So
mm-hmm.
I have a different costume and a different song. So, it's all good. It's fine.
And we thought you were going to go in the fall time, I think. So that makes sense. And on a second realm, I think we said that. So that makes sense. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, this is my seventh time trying out. So I'm going to do the song My House by Flo Rida. So I have a whole costume and a whole big new thing. So, so it's all good. It's, everything happens for a reason. So.
Yeah, well, good. Well, if you make it on, do us a solid and give us a shout out, man.
Oh yeah, make sure you can be. I'll make you backup dancers or something. I don't know. We go something.
you don't want to see me dance.
Well, I don't know. Okay, but I have a different question. I want to know what you guys pick up with this relationship that I'm in now.
I pulled an angel card for you, and the card I got is emerging. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, it's been a couple months now, and he really is a great, great guy. And, it's about time because I've had a lot of, losers or idiots, But he really is a great guy. It's been a couple months now, so.
I would just say go with the flow, see how things go, because you want to stay in the present moment. And when you're focused on the present moment, you will enjoy the moment more and you see things more clearly. So either things will go well or you will know it's time to walk away.
Yeah, no, not time to walk away yet.
But staying in the present moment is very important because we get too hung up on outcomes. What about you, Ryan? Are you picking anything up?
Yeah, Andrea, I was just scanning your energy fields here. All your chakras are super healthy and they're spinning and balanced as they should be. I'm picking up from him that I want you to gently encourage him that it's okay for him to speak his truth, okay? He has a tendency to hold back a little bit. I wrote that my spirit team even the word shy. I don't know if shy is the right word or maybe timid with his emotions. It's not that he's a narcissist, but he's not a narcissist. He's an empath, but he chooses his words very carefully around you, and he's afraid to say the wrong thing at times because he loves you dearly and he doesn't want to lose you. But you know what I'm saying? He's kind of, it's not that he's walking on eggshells, but he's just like, man, I better not screw this one up. So sometimes the less they say, the better, you know?
That's very true. He screwed up the last two.
So, but just give him a back rub, scratch his head or, just let him know that, as long as he doesn't go out and do something stupid like cheat on you, just know that he is a little schoolboy. What the hell does that mean? My spirit team gives me bits and pieces. A little schoolboy. Imagine you're in the third or fourth grade, one of those awkward years, and your parents move to a different town. You have to go into a new school district. You walk into a classroom, you see 30 or 40 faces that you've never seen before, you're a little nervous. You're a little scared, right?
Right.
It's not like you're walking in there. It's not like you're walking in that classroom fist pumping everyone, giving high fives. Saying, hey, what's up? How'd you do this weekend? You're kind of walking slow and you're putting your eyes down. You're just afraid. So that's kind of his status right now. He's in that mentality where, you know, he really loves you a lot, but just let him know that it's going to be okay. Because you're the type A personality. He's kind of the teddy bear.
Yes, you're very true. Very true.
So you got to cuddle. Is he a Cancer by chance?
His birthday is November 24th. I don't know what that is.
No, that's not Cancer. Boy, I screwed that one up. Well, you have 11 more choices to work from here. Is he a Taurus? No, just kidding. I'm not an astrologist. But the point being is that I'm a Cancer, and I'm kind of a teddy bear. Emotions are very fragile, empathic. So just take, you know, he needs a lot of TLC, okay?
Oh, yeah, he does, for sure.
And I think that you can give it to him, but what he needs to understand is that he can't once he opens up to you, he can't be a half a step behind you. He needs to know that you need your space too, Andrea. You got to breathe, okay? Say, okay, Mr. Boyfriend, I get it. You want me to be with me everywhere, but I need my space. Let me go with my girlfriend and have a cup of coffee, okay? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so true.
All right, with that, that's all I got for you. I hope that resonated.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much. I'll keep it posted on my AGT income November, December, or, you know, beginning of next year.
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Andrea.
Bye.
Bye now.
You still there?
Andrea.
Yeah. Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi.
And it's I have no idea why they're showing this, but they were showing me a hot air balloon. And the balloon, the decorations on the balloon are specific. There's daffodils and dandelions all over this large yellow balloon.
Wow.
So I had to hurry up and kind of look on what these two particular flowers are usually represent. And daffodils is the epitome of a child's dream of pure bliss. So they're gifting you a hot air balloon decorated with daffodils and dandelions about this relationship.
Makes sense. It's funny because he said he'd never get married again. He said it's so much easier to get into a relationship, but it's so much, but really, really hard to get out of a relationship. He said, I'm never going to get married again. And then one day he whispered, Mary goes, just be patient, but I'm going to marry you. I said, okay. And he said that three times. I said, what happened to you? I'm never getting married. He goes, well, things change. I said, okay.
Awesome. Yeah. But they definitely say this is a good time for the two of you. Enjoy the joy of it. You both bring out a lot of the child qualities in one another. And that's something for the two of you to play off of as you continue to nurture what has already been planted. Okay?
Sounds great. Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in. You need to let us know how you do.
Oh, I will, definitely. I'll keep you posted.
Wonderful. Would you like to continue to listen to the show?
Yes.
All right. We're going to go ahead and put you on to listening.
Okay.
And we're going to roll into our next caller as soon as my computer catches up. Come on.
I'll put that on my list too, Shannon. New computer for you.
Dude, I'm on my third battery in 4 years. I keep blowing them up.
on, baby. That's good. Go, go, go. It doesn't want us to let go of Andrea. It likes her.
What's the area code? Maybe I can do it from my end.
Next one would be 786. Okay. I got it. I got it to work. Okay.
Yay.
786. And 786 should be on the air.
Seven eight six.
Come on, baby. I have to love my computer. Spirit's been very hard on it lately.
So
hello?
Oh, good. There she is.
Hello.
Hey,
786, are you with us?
That's me. Hi, Jan. Hi, Ryan. It's Yvette. How are you doing? Happy
hi.
Friday.
Oh, hi, Yvette. Cool.
How's it going?
Hi, Yvette. Yeah.
I'm ready to go howl
at
that moon.
You got a question for us?
I'm ready to go howl at that moon this evening. I do that regularly. I never really have a question. I'm just open to whatever the cosmos has to gift me tonight.
The first thing I see is a purple hydrangea. Do they even come in purple?
I don't even know what a hydrangea
is.
My daughter just came back from Holland, and they were cultivating hydrangeas. So, and purple.
Oh,
was
like, okay.
Oh, sure.
Could have said rose or something or dandelion. I would have recognized
no.
that.
They're blue purple and they're beautiful.
Okay, I have to Google them now. Hold on.
No, well, I'll post the picture. I'll post the pictures of the ones she saw. I'll post it on Jan's.
Okay, and she was coming back from Holland, you say?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that is awesome. That is so awesome. I didn't know they came from purple.
She works in the floral industry, so. She went to Holland.
Ah. Oh, my goodness. This is a really important trip.
This
is a really important trip because that was a super strong image, very quick.
Wow.
And heard purple hydrangeas very loudly with it.
Came through.
Like, whew. So there's a lot that's going to start happening with the family since this trip has happened.
Yes.
Hello?
What is that?
Hello? Is everyone still there?
Has she been talking to someone about some hybrid splicing? And this is weird because I'm hearing talk about hybrid splicing and a new flower being designed. Like this is something that she's going to be working around some way. There's something about this trip to Holland that was very special. It's going to change things in her career. And it's got something to do with a new flower being developed and
they keep showing me root splicing.
Hello?
Am I still here? Hello? Hello?
Anybody there?
Am
I here?
Maybe I can get them back.
Anybody there? No.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, yep. Looks like they're off the air. They got some.
Of course I would. Yeah, gosh. What did I call on the other line to see if I got into the radio show?
So she came here. She got opportunity.
Right.
Don't say she was.
Jan? Hello? Hello. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Whoops. Ooh, I heard a beep. If any of my friends can hear me on air, can you let me know by any chance? I would appreciate it. Thanks. We're still trying to fix this. Trying
Hi.
To get back on air. Hi. Can you
Hi.
Hear me now?
Hey. Well, I can hear you.
Okay.
Let's see.
I can hear you.
Okay. Ryan.
Are we in the Wizard of Oz? If I only had a brain, if I only had a heart.
Wow, that was a trip.
For all the callers and listeners, we have no idea what just happened there. Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I wonder,
I mean, for me, everything went dead.
Yeah.
And then it took me this long to get Blog Talk to let me back into the admin side. It kept kicking out the pin. It was shutting me off. It was sending me to customer service.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is up? There you go. Full
customer service.
With a Mercury
oh
retrograde.
Woo-hoo. Well, I hope all the callers that... Well, we had a list of drop callers. I sure hope they call in again. Sorry about that, guys.
And Natasha, are you there?
Oh.
I guess.
Hello.
Hang on.
Natasha's not there.
I think she had to call back in. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Natasha.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Wow, we're so sorry, everybody. We have no control over what just happened. That's
that
what happens
weird.
When you're live on air.
Yeah.
Well, if
okay.
that's the worst thing that the moon does, that's not so bad. You know what I mean? The eclipse.
Yeah.
I think that was the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Mercury.
Yeah.
Messes with all the electrical equipment. But it's freaky still.
What?
It's really freaky.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
I don't appreciate Mercury's sense of humor, though. That was not cool. Mercury needs to go in the naughty corner. Man.
Yeah, really. Wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay. We all regrouped.
I think so.
I had a look at the callers here real quick. Yay. Several people called back in. So, all right. We are going to jump to 503, hopefully.
Good day.
503.
Good evening. This is
good evening.
Yay. Happy full moon.
Happy full moon.
I'm a Cancer, so it's lucky for me. And Natasha,
wonderful.
I have two M's on my palm. So I'd like to know what you all think of me.
Sorry, what was the question?
What do you all feel for my future?
What was your first name again?
Patricia.
Patricia.
I am going to just say one thing. Because I'm getting this real quick, real fast. And I already know this is one of your animals, but I keep hearing Tiger Lily over and over and over again. So, and I'm not sure if that's a flower, but that's the word I keep getting for you, Patricia. And I'm seeing a lot of green around you, too. which is a nice, it's a healing color, and it's a color of the heart also. And you are a very heartfelt person, very much.
I
so.
Am. I really
you are.
Am. Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm hearing more time in nature is going to be starting to be available to you, which is going to be important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will I ever get to find my soulmate, my true love?
I'm hearing that the potential on relationship is still a little ways out for the types that you're wanting. But once you start getting more time out in nature and focusing in the current around you, especially, you know, things that are making you really happy in the now, that it's going to help things shift and bring a more suitable relationship in alignment for you. But it still looks like it's a little ways away for me as far as the final actually connecting and meeting with one another. They keep bringing up that for you right now, it's very important to focus on self-care. And that's where the nature is really going to help you to begin to find a bit more of a balance in more social structures. More social structures. Yeah.
Good. I love nature.
Good. Yeah, it'll be really good for you. And it's going to bring a better energy the more that you get focused into the self-exploration and in the moment. And that's going to shift things as far as relationship-wise aligning. Ryan or Natasha, do you have anything for Patricia this evening?
Not much more than what you've added, Shannon. The only thing I can say, Patricia, is your heart chakra is a little sluggish. I don't know if you were wounded in a previous relationship, but it's not spinning as it should. Your heart chakra is associated, of course, with love and healing. So maybe there's a little bit more healing that you need to do from something that was from a previous partner. I don't know, but that's kind of what I'm picking up on. Your third eye, I got a little bit of a dull headache right where my third eye is when I'm reading your field. Being one with nature, I would ask that. And in the back of your mind, this isn't news to you either. I would ask you to relax and drop your shoulders down, and don't worry about finding Mr. Right tomorrow or the next day or the next day. Worry about you and explore nature and focus in on the spirit world and your mediumship abilities, okay? Because you have them, but you're so focused on wanting to date someone on a Friday night that you're not putting yourself first. So,
I've
like
been
Shannon
celibate
says,
for a decade, and I haven't even dated in 7 years. I've been very patient, very self-loving, but I will work on it some more then, but thank you.
Well, yeah, like Shannon said, self-care, you know? I mean, you know, 7 years is, you know, there are people out there who haven't dated for 20 years, and, or, you know,
but
whatever.
I'm old.
relative to what?
Well,
I'm so old I'm farting dust, so that doesn't matter. You know, the thing of it is that, you know, you got to just relax and say, and just know that the universe will give you the perfect partner at the perfect time. And like what Shannon said, okay, it's all about self-care and taking care of yourself. And at the right time, it'll happen for you, you know. And in the meantime, it wouldn't help to get your chakras lined up and not lined up. I misspoke. Aligned and tuned, just like an oil change in your car, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You betcha.
Natasha here. I just wanted to add, I pulled angel cards for you. The first card I pulled for you was nature. So I'm just listening to everyone talk and go, oh, my goodness. And I did pick a second card for you as well. So listen, the universe is screaming nature at you. It's been confirmed. It's divine timing. So you're asking, you know, about a soulmate or whatever lies ahead for you in that direction. Everyone is right to say self-care, because when you do the self-love for yourself, you're loving towards yourself, you attract more loving people. But it is saying divine timing. And if you can just spend your time doing things that make you happy, you will pull in everything that you want much quicker.
Great.
That's what I wanted
to
add.
That's what I'd like to do. I really do.
Yep. And you're not too old. Don't worry. Because all the upgrades and everything, we're going to all last much longer.
Oh, thank you. That's great.
And Patricia.
Back to you.
Patricia, tiger lilies are a flower. And I just forgot, but it's just funny that I kept hearing that. They are a flower, so that goes along with nature, getting out with nature and flowers and trees and hugging trees and putting your feet in the ground and anywhere in the grass and stuff like that. And tiger lilies.
I'm
going to
do it more often.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it too. It feels so good. It feels really good.
It does. Okay.
Tiger lily is wealth and pride.
Is what?
Wealth and pride.
Oh, wow.
The energy of tiger lily.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I'll have to keep this page open tonight. Very good. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, Patricia.
Thank
definitely
you
give us a call again.
So much. And happy full moon.
Happy full moon.
Good night.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.
I'll listen to the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So we're going to move on to... Okay, that area code went away. We have another 503, a different one. Hi, 503, you're on the air.
Hi.
Stephanie?
Jana?
Jana?
Yes.
Yay.
Hi, Jan.
Hi.
How are you? I called back. I made it in.
Good.
So
I'm glad you did. She heard the whole thing when we dropped off and was trying to, she was listening. So she was talking to me and messages.
I was enjoying it. It's all part of it. You know, I understand.
Yeah.
So I just have one question. I just finished a trip with my husband through all of, you know, Sedona and Grand Canyons and Bryson and Zion. We're very outdoorsy people. And I had a reading in Sedona and they mentioned that I was a healer with my hands, which I sort of understand what that is. And if that is the case, I'd like to know if there's a way that I can make that better and move that forward for myself in what I do for my work. And on that note, if somebody could please tell me how much longer I'm going to have to work, that would be great. So there it is.
All right.
Okay. Jana.
Yes.
You and me are in the same club.
Uh-huh.
As you were talking, my hands got ice cold. I heal through my hands. Sometimes they get ice cold. Sometimes they get warm and toasty. It depends upon what I'm dealing with a person's energy fields. But This I can tell you. There's no owner's manual for this stuff.
Okay.
But you do have a spirit team, as I do, consisting of ascended master healers. And I would recommend that you get have a medium, see if you can get the names of, they don't have names, but they give you names so that you can distinguish who they are, but they're vibrational signatures in reality. But for our sakes, for the dumb human being, they do give us names, and you can get that through a medium.
Great.
But yeah, that's how I, every person on my team has a name because I don't know frequencies. It's not like I can, okay. Right now I call in 5.7 gigahertz. Right now I call in 6.3 gigahertz. I don't know. That sounds weird to me. So you get names.
So well, that's great. I'm flying blind here. So just like,
the
I
most
mean, I
important
sense it.
Thing. Yeah. I was just going to say the most important thing that you can do when you get the ball rolling, and the most important thing that I see a lot of mediums make mistakes or healers make mistakes, and I learned this the hard way because I got sick, is you always got to do a protection prayer before you start channeling. And I don't care who, I don't care if you're Sylvia Brown. Because when you're opening up that portal to the spirit world, you got to go through that fourth dimension. And that's ucky stuff. You don't want anything attached to you. So you got to get Archangel Michael involved before you start channeling. And my hosts know that I do that before we start the callers, that you need that protection, okay? Don't never forget that.
Yeah. The interesting thing I have to say is that what I do is I do physical therapy with my hands. And so it kind of, that's how it kind of comes about. It's not like I'm some great healer with my hands. It just kind of happens when I'm working on them, and I don't really have any control over it. So all this advice you're giving me is very helpful.
And the number one important thing you can do is don't block yourself. Just begin to own it. Yeah,
okay.
For example, it took me like 3 or 4 months to say, okay, yeah, I got this. I think I've got this figured out. But for the longest time, I wasn't protecting myself with Archangel Mike when I was getting sick a lot. And what happened to me the other day, and I didn't know this, I had the midnight munchies, unfortunately. excuse me, I don't eat at night. What are you talking about? For whatever reason, I was in the kitchen, and I had my fingers clasped together like I was holding a softball between my hands, or you know, where my fingertips were clasping each other, right? And for whatever reason, I looked down at my fingers, and it was coming on dusk, and I started, for whatever reason, I started spreading my fingertips out from each other, and this green, I'll call it a green stretch of whatever, started stretching between my fingertips, green. It was like a green...
Wow.
I don't want to call it fingertips, but they were stretching out from my fingers. I'm like, holy crap, that's the first time I've ever seen green coming out of my fingers. And
that's
so,
neat.
You know, yeah, so, but I had just finished channeling, to someone, and so I was still telepathically doing it. And if you look up green, it's associated with the heart chakra, which is love and healing. So I would encourage you to do that as a litmus test, you know, figure out ways and how to see your aura, okay? How to see that energy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Are my chakras okay, or are they?
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with them. But I want you to my sixth chakra is buzzing a little bit. Maybe you could as you open that up a little bit. I'm hearing the word 35 to 40%. So maybe you can, work on meditation and just, I think your biggest block here, Jana, is your, I don't know if you were raised in a religious background or whatever, but you got to discard those old beliefs. Okay. You have to accept who you truly are, and you're having a little bit of an issue with that. You know,
okay.
I was raised Catholic, and I had to, I had to not shred it or discard it, but I had to take what worked for me and leave the rest behind.
Okay.
And then I had to own it. I had to say, yes, Ryan, you are a healer. Own it. And Shannon knows my story. And I had a real rough time owning it. I was blocking myself. But that's kind of where you're at right now. You're like, me? A healer? I don't know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My husband might look at me sideways, you know?
Oh, he already does that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. That's been very helpful.
You're welcome. And with that, I'll pass on to someone else.
Thank you.
Shannon, did you want to go?
You can go ahead, Natasha.
I pulled an abundance card for you with my angel deck here.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have abundance headed in your direction. And I'm also an energy healer, and I think that all healers approach healing differently.
Okay.
And I think you have to find, like, we all have different flavors, so to speak, on how we approach
mm-hmm.
it, how we do it, and how we communicate. We all communicate differently, too, with our healing team, like our non-physical healing team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
okay.
because you are... You said you're a physical therapist?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're already a healer, right?
Yeah, okay. Yes. But
and
people
so
request...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say people request my services more for some reason, though, you know. I make them feel better. I don't know, you know. I'm still discovering,
well, but, yes.
so...
No, and I mean, if they're requesting you, they're obviously mm-hmm. picking, like with their intuition, they're picking up very good energy from you. And
okay.
and when you're healing them, I don't believe you're just healing them with your physical hands. I think you're feeling like you're healing them with your heart as well.
Yes, emotionally. I had a lot of them. There, it's like I'm the hairdresser, you know, stuff
yes.
starts spewing out at me.
Which
no, is
that's
great. I love it, but, you know. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jana.
Hi.
Yeah, we're all healers here.
I know.
All of the hosts this evening are. So you came to the right place.
Yes.
And we all do it differently, like Natasha said,
uh-huh.
we do. So a couple of the things that I'm hearing from Spirit about the healing ability for you, yeah, you have been using it for a while, whether you've actually just become aware of it. It's been going on for quite a while for you. It's a part of your soul nature. It's something that your soul studies at home as well. You like nature so much because you have a natural ability with healing nature and earth elements. That's one of the strongest areas for you. And it's also
okay.
healing for you. So it's a
it
dual
is.
Aspect that happens for you in nature, that you are not only healing and transforming earth energy, but you're also receiving at the same time.
Absolutely.
And I'm hearing my team, they're like, it's no coincidence she finally got on tonight, honey.
Oh, okay.
We were having all kinds of fun with technical difficulties earlier, but they're like, no, this one needed to come in because you're
oh.
ready to start learning
mm-hmm.
some of the tools to become a better transformer of the energy that you're healing. Because they're telling me that you do absorb quite a bit, and that's why
mm-hmm.
nature has been like your saving grace. You go out in nature
okay.
and you've been dumping. You've been dumping what you've
okay.
been collecting off of clients so that it's not sticking on to you. Go
okay.
ahead.
Is there a
questions.
Book or something I should read or just the meditation and asking, or I mean, I guess I'm looking for guidance on how I can make, you know, block myself and protect myself and still and become a better healer.
Right, right. Because
you're not going to want to work so much with anything about blocking. You're going to be wanting to work more with protections that are more like screen shields and boundaries. But in particular, they're telling me you really need some tools on energy management, how to become a better transformer so that you're not it's not clinging onto you so much, because they show it to me like you'll be working for several months and then it's like, I gotta go on vacation. I gotta get out of here. I need to get outside.
Bingo.
Somewhere. That's all of the build up that you're collecting. So they're saying there's not really a book to give you. They do recommend that you connect with either a couple healers that can give you some tips to work with, because as we all have just said, we all end up learning some different things and then we pick what works for us in the best way and then keep expanding on those skills. It's not something that just you start doing it and it stops and you stay in that one mode, just like your PT. You're always having to do CEUs.
Right.
Same thing with this. It's just your CEUs are other healers.
Okay, great.
That's the resource.
Very helpful. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Okay. So you can connect with people like Ryan, Natasha, myself, Jan. There's others out there. And maybe do some one-on-one sessions where you can get in-depth and specific. That way you can ask the questions that you need. And whoever you're working with is also going to use their own skills to help kind of pinpoint some of the areas that they're picking up as well through spirit that will assist you, as well as kind of getting you an introduction into the team that's working with you for this. So another saving grace I am hearing for you in the meantime while you're expanding in this skill is using the healing ability in nature. So they're referring to, like, when you've been at work all day doing PT and you've been healing those people, when you get home at night, it's good for you to take a few minutes, whether you put your feet in the grass, hug a tree, talk to the plants, or even using your healing ability, like putting your hands at a small distance to a plant or a tree, something of that and working with that, because you're going to get a different energy exchange.
That's so interesting.
And it'll help you
to kind of get...
Go ahead.
I hugged a tree. That was great, big, huge sequoia. I just, like, wrapped my arms around it and put my head on it. That's so funny that you say that.
No, it feels so good to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Thank you.
They really do help us. But you'll begin to notice, if you take your eyes out of focus when you're doing work like that, that you'll begin to see the energy.
Okay.
You just got to let your eyes relax and go out of focus. And you'll start to notice that you'll see little light, glimmers of light exchanging between you and whatever kind of plant or tree you're working with, and this is going to help you with building your skill in a more tangible form for yourself.
Okay.
And carry over into the other avenues.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Such good advice. Thank you.
That's so neat.
You're welcome.
Are you going,
Ryan?
Oh, no. Did I cut someone off?
No, I was going to give Jana a... I saw an animal just real fast.
Okay.
It just kept coming through really quick. Okay, and so Jenna, I think I've given you the snake before, but the snake is just like so right in front of my face here. And as soon as you've talked, right away when you're starting out, and it just stays here. And so I looked it up, and it says it's a rare person who has snake as a totem. Already far along the spiritual path, highly developed on all levels, strong-willed, vibrant, and sensitive to all kinds of energies, you are a balanced person who understands oneness. Perhaps you have had a near-death experience that snake has helped you put to good use. Certainly, you are aware of any kind of that experience, both both positive and negative. Your sense of smell may be especially sensitive. The most refined of the senses is linked to higher spiritual development. And you like to learn about spiritual practice and the metaphysical world. And you assimilate what you learn and are able to sense and see auras. It's kind of neat that Ryan had said that too. And can perceive imbalance in others. You may be a healer or even a spiritual leader, as you have a deep desire to bring about positive transformation in the world. And it was the color that I saw was orange. It was kind of orange and black and green color snake. I don't know what color that is. I've never seen a snake that color. But anyway, those were the colors coming through, black, orange, and green. It was kind of neat.
Well, it's interesting because at the same time that I had saw this medium and they were talking about a healer, I had my aura done and it was orange and green.
Really?
And white. Yes. So well done, Jan.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You guys are all amazing. You guys are just, you guys are amazing. Well, thank you. I don't want to take up too much time, but.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jana, one more thing here.
Yes.
I got three words from my team as you were talking, as both Jan and Tasha and Shannon were, and they said, pay it forward. Back in 2013, 2014, I met this wonderful man by the name of Audie here, but he has since passed, but he was my teacher. He taught me, and I use him quite frequently. If you're receptive to it, I can pay it forward and work with you. You know, I don't know if you have a pen and paper handy.
I can get one. Yeah, yes. Okay.
It's go ahead and reach out to my email, healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. It's just like my website, healingsthroughspirit.com. Go ahead and reach out to me and the only thing that I'm hesitant about is if you're willing to accept, I can coach you, but I don't want you to think that what I do is what you have to do, because everyone heals in a different way, and the only thing I'm afraid of is biasing you on how I do it. But I can give you what I have learned over the past three, four years in my journey from. Because you've got this nice, beautiful present underneath the Christmas tree that says assembly required, but it comes with no owner's manual. So you don't know how to put it together, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It took me 4 or 5 months to figure my stuff out, and I was doing it every day. I was like, how do I do this? And the most frustrating thing about it was that people were feeling the energies. I was sending them out telepathically, but I didn't know how I was doing it. I couldn't figure it out.
Exactly. Yep.
And that was the scary part. I thought that I kind of took a couple steps back and said, "Whoa, I know now I'm telepathic, but I've got this power. I've got this ability, this power. I don't want to hurt people. I better get my ducks in a row first."
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, because you're able to send out positive energies and you're able to send out negative energies, or we won't go there. But anyways, just reach out to me. Yeah, there's Texas out there too. So anyways, just reach out to me and I will pay it forward, okay?
Thank you thank you.
Oh yeah, because Audie Heron didn't charge me and he taught me. So that's good stuff. Happy to do that.
I thank you all. Jan, I love you and blessings to all of you and I appreciate you all. You're all amazing. Happy Friday. Happy full moon. Okay.
Thank you,
Jana.
We love you, too.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and Ryan, if you end up needing me, you know how to find me. I can help you with that. If you end up needing
to. Yeah, the only hesitation I have is it does no good for her to copycat. I don't want to say it that way, but I'll let her know what I know and how I do it, but she has to, everyone is different. She has to kind of make her own recipe, you know. I can give her a general outline of what I do, but she might work a little bit differently. You know, she goes to the same, she might go to a different school in the spirit world than I do. I don't know. But yeah.
If you end up needing me, give me a shout out.
Yeah,
I love being forward.
Appreciate that.
That's the fun part when you can pay it forward, you know?
Yeah, I probably will contact you too, because I got the, I'm trying to figure out the Akashic Records right now too. I just bought that book, so.
Yeah,
but anyways, we digress here.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got time to do one more caller. We're going to hit 631. Hi, 631. You're
Hi.
On the air. Can we get your first
Thank
name
you.
And where you're calling from?
Nicole from New York.
Hi, Nicole from New York.
Hi, Nicole.
You got a question for us?
Hey. Yes. About five weeks ago, I did like a little ritual. Some letter burning to appeal to the oversoul of my children's father. I wonder if you can pick up anything about that.
I'm hearing right off the bat that changes are in progress.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. But I'm hearing it's not just about what you requested. There's actually some I'm hearing rewriting the course.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's a little cryptic.
I'm trying to see what else I can get on that without interfering in what Okay, since I can't get direct on him personally because I don't have permissions, okay?
Going through
the link of you and the children, they switched me to the children. And I'm hearing that there are realignments going on for changes in the relationships.
Okay.
And this is happening by the higher self is the actual one that has taken the reins, is the way they show it to me.
Beautiful.
The other piece of that is that it won't begin to unfold or show itself in the way that you're anticipating, but the downloads and changes will be present. It's just going to begin to show in a more unexpected way.
In an unexpected way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of weird.
I really don't even know what to expect. I just wanted it to improve. So, I mean, I guess I'll just see. But, you know, I definitely wanted to do something out of, you know, just really unconditional love. Because I really, even though we can't be together romantically because of the way he is, you know, that I do, you know, there is unconditional love there. And I just wanted him to get peace and just realize who he's supposed to be, and if anything, just sort of, you know, for not just my children, he has other children, you know, just to, you know, because it's, you know, it was just a sad situation. It just doesn't have to be. So, you know, I just decided to do it, and I was just wondering if there's any changes going on about it. But, you know, I guess
you
asked. Still see.
You went to the higher, to his higher self.
Yes, I tried to.
She kind of bypassed all.
I came across something called 14-day letter writing. I wrote out for 14 days. I called in the Archangel Michael just to please, you know, guide me and appear to his oversoul and to help him to be who he really is, you know, without directly talking to him. Like you said, I wanted to, you know, because I think that me communicating with him personally, it was just too much discord. So I just wanted to go just straight through pure light and love and, you know, just try to, you know, help him in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You did good. You did good.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering about it. Okay. Thank you.
Ryan or Natasha, you have anything for Nicole?
I think this was something that you signed up for as a contract. I could be wrong. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
But it feels like a.
I think you're right.
It feels like a
karmic
contract.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Because we had two things back to back. Yeah.
Yeah, because I got the vision. I got the in my third eye. I got two hands making a handshake, which typically is a contract. We're like, okay, this is gonna be tough. We're gonna sweat it up, but let's do it. Contract, and 99.99999% of the time, you can't break the contract. Well, I don't know. Shannon knows more about that than I do, but my experience, it is what it is. Just like your cell phone contract. You can break it, but you're going to pay the piper.
Right. It feels right what you're saying. Yeah.
So, that's all I have to say. Other than that, you're good. Your chakras are all spinning and balanced as they should be. I'm not picking up any negative energies on the physical plane. A little soreness in the jaw muscles, but that's just because you're holding back a little bit on your emotions. But that's par for the course of what you're going through. But I just suggest, like for the previous other call, you spend some time in nature. Just wash that crap out of your body. Other than that, you're running a pretty tight ship. Okay.
Thank you.
You're a wonderful, beautiful woman. You're running a tight ship spiritually. You got it going.
Oh, thank you.
You're gonna be okay. Yep.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay. Nicole, this is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha.
Some angel cards for you. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
The first card I got for you was Truth and Integrity. And I think that's what you're using to connect with everyone around you and especially yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that resonate with you?
It does because I'm speaking about him. And one thing I always used to tell him, they used to always run back at me. I used to always say, it's the truth. It's the truth. Always go back. And he said, I do take integrity, you know, being integrity, you know, having integrity in your life. I feel like that's, you know, really important quality to have. So, yeah, it's definitely, especially the truth part, because I say it to him all the time. It's the truth.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
Funny. The other card I got is dreams. So the feeling I'm getting from this is it's excellent that you reached out to his higher self. I've been doing that with people lately, and it works amazing. There's a whole bunch of 3D things you don't end up having to work out.
But
the dreams, I think you're communicating with your higher self and his higher self in your dreams as well.
Oh, wow. The thing about it is I know I have intense dreams, but it's so hard to remember them once I wake up. I'm trying to figure out how I can do that because I know that I dream, but it just goes away immediately.
Okay, I have a suggestion for you because I do keep a dream journal and I'm able to remember my dreams. I just got some lavender essential oil, put it in a little spray bottle with water. I spray the side of my pillow. That helps you to retain the dream.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. Okay.
Oh wow.
So when you first,
thank you.
And when you first wake up, don't move your body. Just lay there and think about what you just dreamt about, and then reach for your journal and write it down.
Okay.
Because as
thank
soon
you.
As you
thank
start
you
to move that. Your body, it starts to leave.
It goes away. Okay.
Yes.
All right. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Nicole, I did get I did get one animal for you real fast before we, I think we're extended over, but it was giraffe. I kept seeing a giraffe and graceful, calm animal. The giraffe has keen eyes. It can see great distances, highly protective of its young. The giraffe can move swiftly when it needs to. It don't waste energy by worrying. You look ahead with calmness and confidence. You can often see the outcome of thought, word, and deed. Farsightedness, insight to come to you in ideas and dreams or visions. Committed to harmony and justice. And you move forward through your life with grace and purpose.
Wow, that resonates with me so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, and have a good night. I'm going to have one more little ritual I'm going to do tonight, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of your night, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All the best. Thank you. Happy full moon.
You too. Thank you. Light and love. Thank you.
All right, guys, and that is our show for this evening. We made it. Even with a little bit of fun thrown in.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, so we'll kick off with Natasha. Natasha, would you like to go ahead and share your contact info for our listeners?
Okay, one moment. Okay, so my website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com. And then my email is palmreadingandhealing@gmail.com. Thank you.
Wonderful. And Ryan, you want to go ahead and give yours?
Yeah. Sure. My website is healingsthroughspirit.com. Or they can people could reach me at email healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, or of course just search Facebook for Ryan Adragna.
Awesome, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jan, would you like to share your website, and then I'll close with the other shows.
Okay, and my website is www.wefindourway.com, and that's it.
Awesome. And I'm Shannon Johnson, metaphysical facilitator and medium. You can find my Facebook page. I also have a website, ladyastral67.wix.home. And you've been listening to Enter the Light on the Sacred Embers channel on Blog Talk Radio. We have three shows every week, starting with Wednesday night, with Divine Connections with Sue De La Monte, Lynn Bleasdale, and Jody Higgins. Thursday night is Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Francis. And then Friday night is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, and myself, Shannon Johnson. All shows begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blonde Talk. I just did a long song. Seriously. Whoa. yeah, we're on Blonde Talk Radio tonight, guys. That's for damn sure. Thank you to all of our callers and listeners this evening for joining us in our fun-filled show in Wild Antics on a full moon.
Yes, thank you very much, everyone. Oh, it's a pleasure working with you guys.
It's been a blast. I hope you join us again, Natasha. It's been a lot of fun.
I will, for
sure.
We
quite enjoyed you. I think I'm gonna go out to the fire now.
Yeah, I don't have we Have we ever done a show where we didn't laugh? Why so serious? Oh, man.
You gotta laugh, you know, when you're live on air and suddenly your show goes dead silent.
Dead.
And we can't get in.
Yeah, I was on a roll. I was on a roll. I realized I was just talking to myself. I heard crickets. I'm thinking, oh, man, I pissed someone off. I don't know. Oh,
I know.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Well, everybody, give us a call next Friday.
Yep.
We'll be here. New topic. Join us in for the laughs. And we'll see you guys next week.
End of the laugh. I love
Into
it.
The laugh. I like that one.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you.